Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And woo, it's spooky month.
It's spooky. I thought you
Did
were
you
gonna
enjoy
say
how long I drew that out?
I thought you were going to say it's spooky month.
It's moth. Spooky moth? No.
Spooky moth.
That's for fancy people to say. Spooky moth.
Spooky moth.
They don't emphasize on it. It sounds like a moth.
Of course not. Yeah. But it's October.
It is, and it's getting scary.
I'm starting to finally feel the October vibes.
I'm getting it.
Earlier, I felt like this feels like an extension of September.
Really?
Can we just say it's September, and then we'll start October?
Oh, okay. That's a little harsh.
It's not harsh. I need more time.
It's.
I need more time.
I need time.
The clock
Christmas.
Is ticking.
Do you hear the
That's horrifying.
Ho, ho, ho.
Let me tell you what's horrifying.
Yeah?
Thinking of that we have October, November, December, and that's it of this year.
Don't rush.
That's it of this year, guys.
Why must you rush?
That's all we have.
Yeah, 2022, it's going out
it's
the
going
window
out.
Soon.
You know.
2023.
Oh, yikes. But I feel like I'm white knuckling it.
Please.
I'm white knuckling this month. I know that's a cringy topic for you, but this month, I need it to slow down.
It does feel like October, but then again, we have.
Because once it's
so
Halloween,
busy,
it's over. Oh, it's over.
My birth, my November, my month.
It's over.
It's
just a warm up.
I do
want to
say
Christmas.
That I did have some on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say if you're wondering, like, well, let me wear your October makeup looks. I did. I can't.
Taking a break.
I had to take a break. October, a break. I thought, oh, I could do it. I'll be a real woman about it.
Yeah.
I can do both. Play, podcast, work.
Mm.
Well, you know, the thing I do.
It's like living the adult life.
I am being
Yikes!
I'm not on your
Hit
level.
To the topic.
You've been doing it like 10, you're doing it longer than me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like almost meeting your level.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the horrors of being an adult.
Did you enjoy that? That was a non, like, nonchalant segue I just did. You're welcome. That was a lot of nonchalant. That's a big word for
that
Elmo.
That was the longest nonchalant.
Because I was trying to see if I could say the word.
Don't be nonchalant about it. Be chalant.
I'm chalant.
But
I've never met a chalant.
What is it? Is that a name?
I don't know.
It could be.
2023 is coming.
Anything could be a name. Oh,
really?
What if that was the name of the year of 2023 and it was because of us? Chalant.
You're welcome. Yeah. I want all rights to the child, you know?
That sounded weird.
That sounded weird.
But we're going to be talking about the horrors of being an adult, and nobody lives the horrors of being an adult more than Libby.
Why me?
Oh,
you too.
You're definitely. Well, I have some horror stories of like being an adult
it's
and
snowy.
Feelings. Speaking of adults.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Libby's adult play.
Mm-hmm.
And by adult play, I mean it's a play that has
adults
in it.
That's it. I know. You know what? I get that a lot. Like, I was at a meeting once.
Yeah.
And I told the people that were there.
I'm in an adult play.
I'm in an adult play. It's my first adult play. And they're like, I don't think you should call it that. And
I do.
Like, you don't have to be rude. Okay?
I do get
your mind out of the gutter.
I do think you could go with, I'm in a play.
I'm in a play. I have a show.
I have a show. Not an adult show. I have a show.
If you have a mind in the gutter, in the pooper, okay?
Okay.
And you're like, oh, she's in a adult show. Don't think like that.
And why would anybody ever think you were in an adult
show? I know. Moral scope, guys.
But, so you're with the adults now.
I am.
In the Garden Town Players.
I'm in the Big Mama Leagues.
That's right. And how do you feel about it?
I'm feeling it.
Do you feel more like an adult?
Not really.
Not really?
I like to pretend that I'm still doing teens.
Oh, okay.
Because I already have
We like all have our coping mechanisms.
Yeah, I have a coping mechanism that I do. Like, this week, all week that we've been, because we have shows this week.
Yep.
Just so you know. And I have been wearing my costume because, one, I really like my costume.
Yeah.
And
that's very adult of you.
Yeah, I know. And two, during Moana, during Hawk, during all those plays, I wore it because Miss Honeycutt, who does our plays, she was like, yeah, you need to wear your costume for this week so you get used to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm doing it for this one, too. I'm being a big girl.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I think that's great.
You're welcome.
I think, and in all, I think it's a great experience for you.
It is.
I think it's expanding your I don't know. Something.
Horizon?
Horizon.
Can't see Horizon. Sure. I've already opened up my Horizon, you that. Know?
But so this play is Bly Spirit.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And Libby, give us a little scenario. Give us a little
give a little story topper without spoiler.
Spoiler?
The story?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I can tell with the way I'm talking. Yeah. It's going to be
one of those episodes. Oh, no. Yeah. I don't like it.
Give us a little glimpse into the story of Bly Spirit.
So if you don't know what it is, mm-hmm. you might be like, whoa. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, that's definitely what they say.
That's what they're saying. And Bly Spirit is a British story.
Yeah.
By Noel. Yeah, from Noel.
I don't remember
I'm
his
not
last
saying
name.
His last name.
Sorry. Sorry, Noel.
No, I'm not good with those.
Yeah.
And it's based in the 40s. Mm-hmm. And it is a story about a husband and wife, Ruth and Charles, mm-hmm. who are going to have a party. Mm-hmm. And he needs some... He needs some story for... He's a story writer.
Inspiration.
Inspiration for his story that he is writing. Mm. And he invites a psychic.
Yeah.
To come to the party where him and the Bradmans, who also come to, who's a doctor, they come as well. And they're kind of like, oh, this is a joke, da-da-da-da. Yeah. And Madame Arcati, who is the psychic, comes and they have this whole seance and everything. And to all that, it brings the... Good wife,
yeah,
Elvira.
First wife.
His
yeah.
first wife before Ruth, and it kind of just unfolds from there on.
Yeah.
I can't tell very much because there are spoilers. This is the first play that I know all the spoilies.
That's dangerous.
And
you know that.
My character, Edith, is the housemaid.
Yeah.
And I kind of get to trickle off her. I get the fun of, like, being there and seeing everything that's going on. And Edith is very, you know, she's very, I want to get it done before I get in trouble with the master, who is Charles. And then also yeah. Ruth, who is the mom. And so it's all just kind of unfolding from there on. I can't say very much because my character is a spoily.
Spoily. But as for Edith, the maid, the
yes.
housemaid, she's yeah. new.
Yes, she is. She's brand new because their previous maid left them
mm-hmm.
for obvious reasons, as one of the lines is.
Yes.
And, you know, Edith is new. She's trying to figure out what she's doing. She's trying to get it done so she doesn't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also very, she knows what's going on in the house. And, you know, she's got the tea. She knows what's going
yeah.
on. She's telling the cook. You know what I'm saying?
So you think they have gossip sessions?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
I think during the time, this is very Downton Abbey in my mind.
Okay.
Because it is British. This is a British play.
Yes.
There are words that they say that are based from British. Because, you know, the 40s, the Brits had a good vocabulary, you
oh,
know?
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
So, with you playing Edith, the mm-hmm. main, what are your inspirations of
what
playing
are your
this
inspirations?
Main? I love doing this.
I know you
this
do.
This is one of my favorite parts.
This is what I live
play,
for.
Is I've always wanted to be an e-news reporter.
Yeah. And here's your mom.
And I got to interview Grandma Tala.
That's true.
I got to interview, who else have you been?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
And then you know Maureen.
Yeah, that was a winner right
now.
And now I get to interview you as Edith. So
yeah,
what,
I know.
What are your inspirations?
So number one on the list is Downton Abbey.
Of course.
And so I would say Anna
yeah.
from Downton Abbey is probably the number one.
Yeah.
Because she knows all the gossip
yes.
and stuff, and she just hears it, but she doesn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
And I would also say like many other characters from different plays I've taken on.
Mm.
I don't think there is a movie based on this film, based
yeah.
on this show,
yes.
Bly Spirit. It's not the best.
Yeah, it has Rex Harrison in it.
Right.
It too was like in the 40s as mm-hmm. well, or 50s. I cannot remember. We watched it.
Yeah.
And I think the film roll had been painted. It had
yeah.
not. It didn't translate very well.
No, because it also, there's more in a, of course there's always more on a play than there is in a movie, because it's not, what's in a play is not going to read the same as a movie.
Yeah.
So it's very different, and also Edith is...
There's several versions.
That is not my favorite depiction of Edith.
She's
Edith
like
is,
a human Eeyore.
I knew we were going to
yeah.
say that.
Yeah.
She also has an old
Which is
face.
The complete opposite of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That young lady who played that in that movie.
Yes.
Who's not young anymore.
No, she's not. She's dust because she is.
Was.
She bit that bullet.
Had a very interesting face.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like it belonged to an old man.
Yeah. Not that we're saying.
Not that we're
but
saying.
But we're saying.
Because if she's listening, which I'm sure she is.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And I think the thing about it is I've taken from like Downton Abbey, and I don't know why,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying to think of one. Mimi and St. Louis, Judy.
Judy Garland.
Is who I really picture as this character sometimes, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm very scared, and I'm kind of like, I'm trying not to be sassy all the time.
You've been told you look like Judy Garland before.
I have. You do kind of look like Judy McDonald's. Garland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Randomly.
Randomly. An older gentleman came up to me. Not, that's weird. But he came up and he was like, you look like Judy Garland. And I was like, well, that's nice. And I just had done a makeup look.
You had.
And that's, I don't know why, but those are the kind of people I kind of take from, like, okay. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to be sassy like Judy Garland can be sometimes in some of her roles, but to me, she has a very, like, or, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, her faces are very expressive.
Right, and then Anna is who I really want to be more of, like, okay, I'm the maid. I love being the maid!
I got that.
Yeah, I do. I love it so much. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean, and your costume is really cool.
It's dominant.
You got an apron.
I got an apron.
You have your black dress.
Mm-hmm.
That we found very early on at
Ross. We
did.
It is a Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Is he not a sponsor?
Not a sponsor.
Calvin, we're not a sponsor.
But I found it on sale at Ross, you know?
Not a sponsor. Not a sponsor of Ross, either.
No, we're not.
But...
If they wanted to. They can.
They could sponsor us.
Yeah. I don't think I've told anybody except us.
Uh-huh.
You know, and people we know that it's from Calvin Klein. I haven't told any of my castmates.
Oh. Is that something you guys tell each other?
I feel like it's kind of fancy. You know, okay. Like, I'm wearing a Calvin Klein dress.
Sure.
You know.
And you have a costume change.
I do.
We won't spoil your
we
costume change.
We can't, yeah. But it's
you
a
have
costume
one.
Change. I do.
So you need to come and see Blythe Spirit.
Obviously.
We also worked on the sets.
Yes, we did.
Painting, of course, because that's the job we like.
Yes, it
we
is.
We like to paint.
We enjoy painting because the power tools are scary.
Yeah, and being told what to do.
Where to paint it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, where to paint.
And
or
the
where
right
to move
paint,
something.
Too.
Yeah.
Because if you pick the wrong paint, you're going to be in poopy town.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we worked on the set, and the set is beautiful.
It is, and it's 12 feet tall.
Oh, you love that fact.
I know! I was told it, I was like, that's so cool!
That's the fact I'm telling.
That's all I'm gonna say!
It's like really being in a living room.
Yes.
Of a Victorian type
Yeah,
style.
Apparently in that time in England, they had like a basement type of way of theirs.
So,
their living rooms.
Yeah, according to what I had heard was that they... Like to build rooms down.
And build kind of a way up.
A lot of sunken in areas.
Mm-hmm.
I know in America we have a lot of like, not basements, but like family rooms or...
Right.
I'm trying to think.
Day
rooms. Yeah,
yes.
That you step down in.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's how the set is done a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. When we learned that this... When you and I first went and we learned that this was going to be a very tall...
Yes, it's and there's curtains.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
there's lights and it's so cool when you're watching it. It's so cool.
It is a gorgeous looking arrangement
it's perfect because you're immersed in it.
Yes, yeah. And then when you're in your costume, I know it has to feel like
it does. I feel like a clue piece.
Okay,
I feel like I know who did it.
So you would not be Mrs. White, you would be Miss White.
Yeah, Miss White.
Yeah.
Because I'm not married. Edith's not married.
She's young.
She's a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like you are.
Yes.
But it's a talented cast.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for tickets, you should go to the Garner Performing Arts.
Yes, you should.
And buy your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And the shows are this weekend,
mm-hmm.
Friday.
Friday at 8. Saturday, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh, crap, what if I'm busy on those days? That's okay.
Yeah, because this is October the 14th and 15th. And next weekend...
It's a Friday the 21st.
Yep.
And it is at an 8 p.m. show on Friday. And then our last show is Saturday the 22nd, which is our 2 p.m., which I've never had my last show be
a 2 p.m.
afternooner.
Ooh, afternooner.
An afternooner.
All right, so if you want those tickets and you're thinking, oh my gosh, you guys make this show sound so fabulous. Well,
that's because it is.
It is fabulous.
You're welcome.
And so you need to go get your tickets so you can see all the fabulous cast.
That's
who's
right.
Ruth, Elvira, Charles, Madame
Arcadi,
Mrs. Bradman, and Dr. Bradman.
That's right.
And of course,
Edith. You're
And there you go. Wow, that sounded so...
That was so professional.
So professional.
Professional.
You know what is professional?
What?
Being an adult.
The horrors
of being an adult.
Yeah,
I looked up some things about horrors of being an adult.
Did you?
And this is a real phobia.
Okay. Great. Let's do this. Let's diagnose me on our podcast episode.
Yeah, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
So there is a real thing about the
There's a fear of aging.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's the thing, though. There's a real thing about the fear of aging, which is a fear of growing or aging. Fear is an unpleasant emotion that occurs in the response of the source of the danger, whether real or imaginary, and has... like, cause some sort of odd behavior and physical problems.
Right.
So here's the thing about this fear. Usually it has to do with looking old.
Right.
You don't have so much of that problem.
Nope, I don't. No.
Is why people get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That's what they attribute this to, is the fear of getting old.
It's more of the look on the outside than it is on the inside.
Which is not your issue.
No. Which I think some people would depict it from that. Which is true from everyone else, but for me, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It's more of the fear of probably the responsibilities that are, like, suddenly attributed to being an adult.
I don't like
Which
that.
I have yet to really see adults really take.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a figurative word. But, I mean, like, it is a different world. Like what you're in now, it's a different world to be amongst adults in the play than versus so much the teens in the play.
Yeah.
It's just a different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And also being kind, you know, still very young.
Right.
Even though you are an adult, per se.
Yeah.
It's not, you're all in different stages of this adult.
Right, especially in this, we're all in very different stages of our
life. It's not all the same, and being an adult is not all the same in general.
No.
But the fear of looking old is huge for most people.
Especially nowadays.
Like, if you've ever taken a look at old Jennifer Aniston now, obviously she hit the stage of fear of looking old. What happened to her
I don't
face?
Know.
I looked at her recently in a In Style thing, not a sponsor, of course.
No, not a sponsor.
No, I think
they're dying.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, I have to be mean to
not
them.
Not that I'm
used
saying
to be my favorite magazine.
I know.
But she went and got work done. Now, I don't know why.
She doesn't look the same at all.
But she doesn't even talk the same. And you see a lot of people on soap operas, they get it done.
Do you notice she talks with her bottom lip?
Yes, that's how most people do because they went and got the lip stuff done.
Yeah, don't get the lip stuff done.
I always am fascinated. And I don't know if you are, but do you ever sometimes like... Because you're younger, do you ever sometimes look at your face and then try to look at their face and see why
they want
certain...
that so bad? I don't know. All I know is that some people my age get the lip... They definitely get the lip injections.
Yeah.
I know that much. And then some people that are my age, it's nose jobs for them.
Really?
Yeah. For your age group, I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they get or even, like, up from there on. I know Jennifer Aniston just whoop. She just was like, I'm going to put it all in my face.
I don't know what happened there.
All I picture when someone gets that is I watched a My Crazy Addiction and they got brick cement put in their face.
Oh, yikes.
And their face, all I could imagine was a saggy.
What? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work after a while. Of course, you have to keep it going to keep, I guess, what you think is young.
What do you think would look young?
Funny enough, the generation that came up with the most fear of becoming adults or aging was millennials.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to point anything out, but it's your group.
Yes.
You know?
They were the number one. With yours slowly creeping up you guys have aged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It slowly is getting there.
I've noticed it is more popular now to get work done at my age, which you would think, why someone... I'm 20, so why would someone 20 years old get work done? You still have baby face. Our brains aren't even fully developed yet.
Right. Now, you don't so much, but I struggle with, and I don't struggle with it in such a
sense. Oh, let's talk about your struggles!
I struggle sometimes with, I still apparently look reasonably young to people.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
And yet I'm not... young.
And some people will be like, well, Kate, there's no reason for you to complain. But it can be...
No, it's not a complaint.
No.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just that when you get into adult scenarios, I sometimes, and I think it might be in my head slightly, I have to feel like I assert myself a little bit more, which then, of course, comes across as a little
grumpy fairy.
And, you know, it's because I'm not... a 21-year-old. No. I am a 31-year-old trying to get stuff done and being treated like
But somebody's thinking, child. Oh my gosh, you're just 21.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's, and I get it when people like know you younger.
Yes, that's it's true. It's
a struggle. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We see some of the children we see and now they're aging.
It is really weird.
To me, they're always that age.
Yeah, that's true. It's very hard.
I struggle sometimes with you.
Yeah. Well, that's a daily problem.
Intriguing you.
Yeah.
Like, you're the age you are.
I get of that, course. Especially now.
Yeah.
Not like with you, just you. People I'm around in general.
Yeah.
They don't think I'm, you know, I'm 20. But then again, I don't treat myself like I'm 20. Like, I'm still okay with being
20. But told I definitely don't think you're an immature adult.
No, I'm not immature. I know some people listen, they're like, oh my gosh, how do you even breathe on your own? I do. But if you're listening and thinking that. You need to stop listening. Don't stop listening. Listen to the end and then say you're stopping. And then
stop listening.
Yeah. I would just say that I do have a struggle with the fact of people thinking that I am old enough to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think two people, adults especially, jump to those conclusions.
Yeah.
In the top horrors of being an adult, of course, it was paying taxes.
Of course.
Paying bills. Mm-hmm. Responsibilities being put upon you.
Yeah.
Especially if you're starting a household. Mm-hmm. These are all choices you make as an adult.
Right.
And I'm not saying that some cases don't call for, of course, adults.
Right, yeah.
But if you've gotten married, it should not be a surprise to you that
you
have now a household.
Right, and I would definitely say with being older and being around adults that are our age, you know, like I've spoken to 30-year-olds, I've spoken to 20-year-olds, and not the 30-year-olds I'm in the play with, so don't think, if you're listening from the play, I'm not talking about you. But there are some adults that you're with, and they're like, well, where do you live? Do you pay for your own tax? Because I have to pay for my house bills and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you tell them, oh, no. I live and take care of the house at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, then you're not really adulting or whatever the crap. You don't have to do those things.
Yeah.
To feel as an adult. There are other priorities that you have to take on to also be an adult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's really...
That's a mini rant for me. That's a mini rant right there. I'm triggered.
Well, so it's really funny what people attribute to how you need to act like an adult versus what you don't need to do as an adult.
Right.
Because it all variants. Because that's the thing to me about being an adult is your responsibilities all are varying to where they're going to be.
Exactly.
You know, if you were happy and then you were in a relationship and then you got married, okay, well, that's your adult step.
Right.
And then your next adult step is perhaps if you start a family with that. And then you're responsible for those things. They're not surprises.
No, they're not.
Okay, so just as someone didn't decide to do those things, they have other responsibilities too.
Right, exactly.
This goes into another one of my favorite rants is just because you get up early in the morning doesn't make you more adult than someone who stays up late.
We've been around.
We have recently been around someone who believes the fact because they have to get up early that makes them more adult than someone who doesn't get up early.
Right, exactly.
And that isn't how a clock works, people.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't know what happened with adults where they thought I'm more spirit. I get up earlier than anyone else.
What I understand about adults, being an adult for a while, is it's the little things of superiority for them.
Right.
And that is what being an adult really is about. If I was being honest, that's what I have to hit. That's my takeaway of being an adult. How can I be the least bit superior in my little life than other people?
Right.
And this is one of them.
This is it.
Triggers me the most is... Just because you get up at a certain time in the morning, okay, does not make you more adult than someone who stays up till 12 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
That doesn't make you more adult at all.
I
don't know where that book came from.
Yeah.
I didn't get that book. What makes you an adult is your age. Your responsibilities are all variant to where you're at.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Just because your job calls for you getting up at... I don't know, five o'clock in the morning doesn't mean you're more adult than someone who doesn't have to go to work till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry. That's all the same. That's life. I don't know what to tell you.
That's life.
Just because you feel good about yourself doesn't mean that you need to say you're more superior.
Yeah.
But yes, we did have a discussion over that. And we have a discussion about that almost every time.
Yeah.
And it is really
triggering.
For me.
That's true.
That's my takeaway.
I get that.
But yeah, if I was to say, what have I learned what are the horrors and the annoyances, mainly annoyances of being mental, is superiority is what people strive for. And also, butt kissery. I'm surrounded.
Right?
Surrounded by it. You could scrape the brown off of people's faces that I'm around all the time.
It's true. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's really, it's wrong in many ways.
Those are things I hate about adults.
I would say what I have seen a lot, especially with my age group and getting older, is thinking that who you've dated throughout or are dating now or still dating or whatever the crap, that I think my age group really struggles with being single because I don't know where in some way my group thought, well, you have to be dating someone now.
Yeah.
And if you're not dating someone, then
that also makes
you have to find someone else dating.
That makes you an adult.
Right, because you're dating and you're in a relationship.
I don't know where that became a thing either.
It's not. Trust me. I'm not dating anyone.
Okay.
I plan on...
Newsflash.
I just think that if I date someone, they come along, well, then I'm dating them. I don't plan on breaking up very much, okay? I'll be the first one.
Okay. Of course.
Don't get it twisted.
Adult drama.
But if you... That doesn't make you superior to be in a relationship because, one, you're not married to them. I just want to say, you're not married to them, and it doesn't make it, oh, well, we've had a baby together, and, you know, we have a child. That doesn't make you an adult.
No. We know children who raise children all the time.
Dating someone and being like, I'm in a relationship, I don't think you're an adult. No. I think, that's probably going to end soon.
Right.
Now, if you have a child with them, that's pretty big.
Well, you need to be the adult for the child.
You have a miniature version of you and that person. Mm. Just want to say.
Yikes, that's what I feel.
But I have found that is a big deal, and, like, that's an adult.
Yeah.
Not personally.
Not personal, of course. No. Also, I love the people that make that their personality.
Yeah. Like, I'm dating them. I'm dating him. I'm dating her. And it makes that they're my personality. They're my world. And then you're when they break up with them, you're like, they weren't my world. They weren't. But they were.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to work anymore.
And then that becomes your scenario for the rest of your life.
That you're single.
That's not a thing. That's the thing you choose.
That's the thing you choose to end. You don't have to.
Don't make
a shirt that says I'm single on it, okay?
No, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't even matter because you shouldn't even want to talk about that person, but you still are.
Moving on. But those are things, I agree that people also make as an adult. That's an adult step.
Yeah.
There's nothing about that that's an adult step.
Yeah, 15 and 16
it's
year
just,
olds do it all
They
time.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, even as young as 12 or 13 have relationships.
That's disgusting. That's another podcast episode.
But the horrors of being an adult and of stories, I think we all have our stories of being an adult and being thrust into the, oh my gosh, I want to get into the corner and cry like a baby, but I can't because it turns out I'm not a baby.
I can't cry anymore.
I have a scenario. Do you have a scenario?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to go first with your scenario?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Because mine's not long. Mine just makes sense. Is if you've ever been to the DMV.
Oh, yes.
It is like Hades on Earth.
I know you don't like the DMV.
It is the pit of the fire at the bottom of the world.
Yeah.
It is the worst. And I went to the DMV the first time, and of course, Dad, who went with me, during the COVID time, it couldn't be two people. It could only be the one who was coming for the thing.
One man enter.
It was my first time being in there, and if you know this, I'll give you a little fun tidbit here, is that my name, Libby, is not my real name.
Oh, boy.
Whoa!
What?
Katie's not her real name.
It's not my real name.
My real name is Sarah Elizabeth, and if you want the full name, it's Sarah Elizabeth Flaherty Farnunk. And when someone calls me Sarah, I don't respond at all.
Yeah.
But with being in the DMV, there was the ladies that worked there were very nice. But one of them specifically sat me down, and she was like, "Okay, well, I need your name."
Mm-hmm.
To put it down on, you know, the whole thing.
And
I said, "Oh, it's Libby Farnunk." And she had my birth certificate already.
Yeah.
And it was more of just asking me, you know, questions. And she was like, "You're Libby? Your name's not on here."
Oh, dear.
And I said, "Oh, is that my birth certificate?" And I thought, why am I asking, is that my birth certificate?
You just handed it to her.
And she said, "Well, this doesn't say Libby on it. This is Sarah Elizabeth Flaherty Farnunk." And I said, oh, that's because Libby's not my real name. Libby's not your real name.
Oh, dear.
Well, what is your real name? And I said, oh, it's Sarah Elizabeth Flaherty Farnock. That's my real name. Well, Sarah, that's my name. Well, then where is Libby coming from? And I said, oh, it's coming from... And I thought if this was not going to end.
It was the longest...
All that was going through my brain was, oh, my gosh, they're going to think I'm faking. I don't want the name. I don't want to be me. I don't want to be me.
I'm not pretending to be
me. I'm really Sarah. I'm really her. I promise. And then we have to go through the whole thing. And then she just looked at me the whole time. And said, well,
judging you.
Well, where are you getting the name Libby from? And I said, oh, that's my nickname. That's my nickname. Well, that's not on the paper.
Well, of course not.
And I said, oh, no, ma'am. It's legally... I know. It's from Elizabeth. Elizabeth Libby. And she was like, there's no L's. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, there is an L, actually. But I'm not going to grade you because you scare me. And that was probably the most scariest adult moment I've had because during Corona time, there was that, like, I couldn't get my driver's license during part because, you know, schooling and then life. And then you also have the time of like, well, if you go during Corona, you know, you get it faster. And all I remember thinking is I don't like being in those type of situations.
Yeah.
And even now, like I recently went, when I went to go to the bank, to get my bank card.
Ooh.
He kept calling me Sarah.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking was, who? I'm Sarah.
Who is this person?
I am Sarah. Yeah. I know it. But all I know is that woman really didn't think I was the person who was there.
Yeah.
You know? Other than I knew my birth date. I did know that.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'm always tossed those numbers of like, what's your birthday? And right. I always blank out immediately.
That's true.
What?
Well, also, I have a hard time with remembering what the date of today is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she asked me what the date of today was, and I was like, I don't know.
I don't know why, as an adult, you always feel like someone's trying to trip you up.
Yeah.
But I do.
Well, like, that name,
Do you really know?
Do you really know?
Are you really sure?
And that's what she kept asking me. I was like, I don't know. I don't know anymore. Am I Sarah? I think I am. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you are.
I think, yeah, I am.
Yeah, adult situations get super tricky super fast.
Yeah, they do.
Recently, I was involved in something
mm-hmm.
that escalated very quickly.
Right.
Almost the moment it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching some children, and I had been added a couple more children,
mm-hmm.
kind of out of nowhere, from this group that, you know, had a...
Dancing around!
They have a nice thing going on.
Yes.
I understand it. I think it's nice. But they had someone come in.
Mm-hmm.
This person had a child.
Mm-hmm.
She was added to the group, and that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of children in there mm-hmm. while I'm watching them.
Right.
You know? And I try to make sure everybody is not running around
right.
our building or doing mm-hmm. anything. So I'm making sure everybody's making it off to mm-hmm. their parents and situations.
Yeah.
And as this little girl was the last one mm-hmm. there... We walked over to the classroom. We waited. Seemed to be her mother was still busy, but getting ready to get up.
Right.
So we waited. And then I told this little girl, well, I'm going to go clean our classroom up. So why don't you come with me?
Mm-hmm.
And she was following me. And then the door opened.
Right.
And her mother came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the kind of the hallway doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what kind of music. Miscommunication happened
mm-hmm.
but her mother took her hand and they went on out
mm-hmm.
I thought that was the end of it
mm-hmm.
you know I assumed you saw me
right
it wasn't like I was not standing clearly in the way mm-hmm. not like apparently she didn't know what I looked like which was funny because she dropped her off in the room
yeah
but whatever
mm-hmm.
So I went on to cleaning on my classroom and we were going to be there later. And so I went to the restroom, and another woman I bumped into came and told me that next time there was just, you just had so many kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk like she did.
Yeah.
And you just had so many kids. And, you know, next time just come get me if there's, like, any other spare kids. Mm-hmm. We just don't want them running around.
All right.
And I was like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
There were no children running around. Well, we just don't want them, like, just in the hallway waiting for their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I didn't have any child waiting in the hallway, not without me with them.
Right.
oh, well, this person had told me that, you know, maybe you were just overwhelmed. And I realized real quickly in this scenario how fast women gossip.
It's like a bad, it's like ink from a squid.
Yeah.
It like goes everywhere.
I had not been approached. I hadn't been asked. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been anything, but it had gone like wildfire behind my back in a span of 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Not even 30 minutes, probably about 15.
I was going to say, it didn't go very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very long at all. Well, this made me very angry as an adult person.
As it should.
And I stewed and I stewed in it. And, you know, there are some moments that make you go, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I kind of wanted to ask my mom what to do, but mm-hmm. I realized that was not going to match in the time frame I wanted
right,
it fixed. Because that's how I feel quite often.
Right.
And I realized that I'm only going to get respect if I demand the respect I wanted. Mm. So I approached this person head on.
Yeah.
And I told
the person who was in charge of the situation.
Yeah, the situation that I didn't appreciate being talked about behind my back. Mm-hmm. I also didn't appreciate no one just coming to me and asking me what had happened.
And handling it like an adult.
Yeah. And then, of course, she told me that, you know, the mother, I said, I don't really care. I don't know her. She didn't know me. That was clear.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate people I do know in a place that I've worked at. But then again, I always are having to ask for respect in a place that I have worked at for many years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a surprise, but it spread so fast in that span of time. This person also sent me a message apologizing, which is fine and all that. But I just want to say it didn't take long for it to go through that I was not doing my job properly in about 10 minutes. And this is a facility, and if you're wondering, that shouldn't have this go on.
No, it shouldn't.
Because it's not really a place of business.
No, it's not.
No.
It's a place of worship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it spread it so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it, but there's a lot of always that, not talking to me, talking around me, or at
you.
Me.
Yeah.
And it makes me very angry as an adult.
Yeah.
Because I get that treatment a lot. And that could be because of what you do.
Right.
Not exactly not being treated like an adult.
I think that is the thing, is as an adult, what no one realizes, especially now, is there are, we still take the little things that, even though you're an adult, or, well, you don't do things as, you know, like as teen girls, but that is a mean girl, teen girl.
Yeah.
Teen, if you want to use that. Tactics like talking about a person who does a job, by the way, you just are like, oh, take care of my kid, I'm gonna do. You didn't have that person's name on the list.
No,
that person isn't even what you were going to do that night.
No.
And that is the thing, is all because you think, well, you're doing it already, you're an adult, I'm gonna shove the kid in there with you.
Yeah.
It's not the way it should be.
Except for the adult way,
right,
which would have been to just come and ask,
you
the questions.
And nowadays, and I do think this, is, you know, we spent, 2020 was like the year of, well, I'm gonna not say, I can't say it to your face.
Yeah.
You know, COVID. I'm going to text you it, or I'll message you, or I'll call you, or mainly text you, because no one calls nowadays. And I think the thing about it is, it has grown into this year where no one has the gall to just, and it's not even the gall, it's just the factor of just going up to someone and being like, hey, I made a mistake, I know you wouldn't do that, let's take care of this because we're adults.
Yeah.
And we know that, one, you wouldn't do that, two, this woman, she's not done this before, she doesn't understand, she's never been here before. And those are what adults do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what was going on. She probably wasn't paying any attention, or blah, 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 blah. And you were, because you were doing your job.
Yeah.
And that's how adults should take care of it. And I've noticed, even as mine, I know that even at where I'm working now, there will be parents who just, they don't look at me as an adult.
Yeah.
They look at me as,
being,
you're there. You're just there. That is the way life is, though. Especially being an adult, and being younger as an adult, and you, because you look younger, you are an adult. No one thinks, oh, well, you're not just a body breathing, standing there.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Let's take care of business.
A real living, breathing adult.
Yes.
That you have to see more often than you would think.
Right.
That's why it might be important. And let me tell you, as an adult, a real thing for me is taking care of these situations before it
ba-booms. And it just, also it's just forgotten. And it's like, well, it happened. It's fine.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. It's just getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sweeping it in the rug or not dealing with it at all. I'm a deal with it person.
Right.
We learned this. Mm-hmm. I'm a hands-on. If I have a problem, I'm going to take it to someone.
Right.
To their face. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about them behind their back. Mm-hmm. It just isn't my thing.
And it's also not an adult thing.
And it is gossiping.
It is gossiping. Sorry. Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, it can be attributed to being gossiping.
Yeah.
I'm just not talk behind someone's back kind of person.
Exactly.
I'm a take it to their face, especially if I have a real problem with you. If I have a problem with you, you probably know it because I just don't like you.
That's true.
That's my adult method.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is with adults now, it is more of a generational now, and some adults have taken it, they think, oh, well, they're not going to know.
It's very passive aggressive.
It happens, you know, like, okay, well, blah, blah, blah. Talking about the scenario is gossiping. It is wrong.
Yeah.
And take care of the situation then.
When it happens.
Do it now. Don't think about it later. Don't call the person. Don't text the person. I'm sorry. Don't apologize in a text. It's weenie-ish. I'm sorry. You should be able to go to that person as an adult and apologize to their face.
I agree.
Sorry. I don't want to be harsh about it or anything.
Don't be harsh about it.
But that's just the way I feel. Apologizing through a text has always been something that my age group has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people just think, well, I'll just apologize.
Well, text. I also think people attribute to apologizing as a weakness.
Yes.
And because I had taken this person and their other people were behind them.
Yeah.
I think they attributed that to being almost embarrassing.
Right.
But I did not care in the moment.
No, because
for sure.
You were the person taking care of this scenario.
Because I knew already in the span of 10 minutes, the grapevine had been filled.
Right.
But not to me.
No.
And had that other person not told me, I would have probably never known.
Right. Exactly.
That made me very angry. It was a whole bowl of anger.
It was a bowl of anger. Which, to be honest,
that's how I felt.
Being an adult, I have learned, is a regular occurrence. It is anger. The A in adult is anger.
Anger,
that's what
clearly.
It spells out for.
But as someone told us very recently, it does suck being an adult.
It does suck. And
that
he
is,
was right.
Yeah, that is the best fact right there.
It sucks being
an
adult.
So if you're a kid listening and you're like, I can't wait to be an adult, it's not great.
You're wrong. You shouldn't want to be an
horrible.
Adult.
No. And it's horrible being around other adults.
It is, because when you're around those other adults, you learn why you don't want to be an adult.
Bingo.
And you learn that you have all these responsibilities that you have to take up.
Yeah.
And they want to belittle you, or they may be... Not the adults I've recently been around. They're not belittlers. They just... I'm little.
Yeah.
And they take care of me, but then there are moments where I'm like, hey, I'm old enough to do that by myself. But then I'm like, you know what? You do. You know? You want to baby me? You want to squeeze my cheeks? You do it! You know? I had that recently.
Someone wanted to squeeze
my cheeks.
Because you're so adorable.
I know.
You just look like a little American Girl doll.
It's fun, isn't it?
But speaking of the horrors of being an adult and aging.
Yes.
We watched recently
Hocus Pocus 2! Don't get it twisted with the first one!
Now, I know somewhere on this podcast,
we've offended some Hocus Pocus fans. I just want to say, when someone looks at me and they say,
dying.
I really hurt some people when I say,
did you hate Hocus Pocus?
I don't say I hate it.
Okay.
I do not say
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure you do.
I say I really, 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 really don't like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
And that I should have all valency to say that. Because I'm an adult and I have opinions. yuck it up over there.
You're dying over
you. You smoker.
Katie's not really
a smoker. Yeah. I just want to clarify. Katie has allergies.
Put that disclaimer out there. I have major allergies. Yeah. Every time I go outside, I can't quit.
And don't you think,
I was listening last time
and Libby had some allergies.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The weather's changing, Martha. Shut up!
Anyway, I've struggled all on this podcast.
Martha's really annoying.
Martha?
Yeah. Martha's listening.
Martha.
Yeah.
But yes, we don't like Hocus Pocus 2. I'm sorry.
We don't like Hocus Pocus. Whoa! Katie, don't just put opinions out there.
Hocus
Pocus.
We don't like Hocus Pocus. It's not our favorite.
No. It's kind of inappropriate.
So here's my thing, and someone had brought this up.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use a big word on here.
Oh, here we go.
They don't like this was someone I was listening to. They don't like horror movies that have to do with a virgin in it. I know you're going to love that.
There's going to be questions now.
I forgot to.
We have children listening. They're going to be like, Mommy, lay a horror in.
Well, if you watch Hocus Pocus, which is what it's about, that's what the plot is of that.
There has to be a virgin.
Yes, that lights the candle.
That lights the candle.
And then it carries on into this one, Hocus Pocus 2.
Yep.
But the talk is much less, I will
right,
say.
It's not as thrown in our face.
No.
Also, there's not as much talk about little girls and their chests growing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay, Hocus Pocus had too much inappropriate conversation between a brother and a sister.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
And as much as I love the vibes or the aesthetics.
The vibe. Yeah, some people, I had someone say, well, aesthetic. That just seems like something you would like.
Right.
Which I get that. I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, but it's not. I like witches.
Oh.
I mean, not witches as in witches. I like the movie Witches.
Oh, yes.
Just so
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I don't like witches.
No, of course.
In general.
Because they're the worst.
Unless they're cool like Agatha.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't want.
Yeah, I've had that too. People have been very shocked by
they're like, you don't like Hocus Pocus? Yeah.
Because it seems like something we would like. Because yeah. It does, kind of, but the store plot sucks.
It sucks.
So the 1993 is the original. So
whoa!
When people ask,
you
didn't
was
you,
two.
Yeah, didn't I watch it?
You were
I was
still,
like 2 years old.
You were still pooping in your diaper.
And I can guarantee you, in watching
well,
Hocus
no,
Pocus.
Well, no, you were potty trained.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Like you would know. You weren't even alive.
I was.
You weren't
were
even
you still
a twinkle.
Pooping? I have a valid question. Were you still in diapers? Probably.
At two?
No.
I don't know.
You were using the potty.
I was faster potty trained than you. That's for sure.
Hey. We don't have to bring up my potty history.
Yeah. You don't know anything about my potty
history. Well, sometimes I wish I had a diaper on. Because I really sometimes do poop my pants. Not really. I don't really poop my pants. But figuratively as an adult,
yeah.
I do.
Okay. Thank you for that horrifyingness. The original director of that
the
one.
The original director? You tried so hard. Sorry, I didn't mean to stop. The original you're dying! Sorry.
That was your fault.
I'm sorry.
Was Kenny Ortega.
No way!
Yes!
In the 1993
version.
No way!
Yeah. Mr. High School Musical. The Descendants. He directed the original Hocus Pocus.
I don't believe it. I need photographic evidence.
It's down in my notes. But this version, the 2022 one.
Was not directed
whoa,
by
say that
him,
one.
Was it?
Fast. No, he was directed by Ann Fletcher, who did 27 Dresses.
What did he do the other one?
I don't know, but this one is, we're going to talk about what this one is.
Yeah.
So Hocus Pocus 2 opens with a little bit of a pre-story.
Right.
With the women being children.
The Sanderson sisters.
The Sanderson sisters. Say that three times fast.
No, because that Sanderson might be a bad word.
Sanderson sisters.
Yeah, okay. You just wanted to see if you could do
I know.
It.
Yeah. But we start with them being younger.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we get to see the village. And we get
right.
to see what kind of makes them. I was a little confused.
At
the beginning.
At this time, I was making pumpkin dip.
Yeah.
But I'm still watching.
Yeah.
And the little girls, though, I do have to say, the casting was
great.
Perfect.
Spot on.
Yes.
And we play out, of course, of what makes them witches, which I get it. The Salem witch trials, you know, that they were just women.
Billy is the boy.
Billy is the zombie.
Boy.
I love him.
Which
my
we
favorite
got that
character.
In the beginning of yeah. who he was.
Yeah, he's my favorite character, by
I
the
love
way.
Him.
I love
so
him.
He's so good.
He's my favorite character.
Yeah.
I'm the zombie, Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
He has a name that rhymes with it because they all have names
Billy
that
Hilly?
No, it's not that one.
Billy Willie.
Nope, not that either.
No, it's not.
But we get to see him as a child, and it's really fun. And, of course, he's a reverend, and, of course, he's the bad guy. Blah, 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 blah.
They
and
burn their village.
Yeah, they burn their village down. They are bad.
Yeah.
I don't know
why some people are like, I love them. They're so cool. But they're bad.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah?
The trope now of that women who just were very powerful were put on the thing, it's getting old for me.
The whole witch trials?
It's not that they were witches, it was just that they were strong opinion women.
Oh, yeah.
I have a
political.
I have a feeling, people out there listening, that if every woman who was strong opinion was on a witch trial, there'd have been a lot of dead women.
There'd have been a lot.
Do I think they were all right? Of course not.
No, yeah.
Of course not. I think there was a lot of manipulation going on there.
Yeah.
But this trope is getting old.
It's in every movie.
Let me tell you what this trope worked in.
Mm-hmm.
WandaVision.
Oh, yeah.
this word. Because it turned it on its head because it was actually Agatha's coven that was
right
setting her on fire, which I thought was an interesting
That was really good.
Twist. Yeah. And of course, this is kind of the basis of our movie here. Here we have a group of women who are together and they are bound. And this is what makes them the Sanderson sisters. This is what makes them special. Yeah. By the way, they don't look related at all.
They don't.
They all have three different hair colors. I know children, though, that come from the same family.
Right? They don't look the same.
But they don't look related. No. I can't tell. Are they not related?
I don't know. Explained that we just didn't see it?
Maybe we missed
it. I don't think
it
was explained.
I don't know.
I don't believe
it. But then we're popped into modern time.
Yeah, we are.
With our new little trio of girls who are in an argument.
Who I really like.
I do. I didn't understand their argument.
So but I
then
think
again,
that
I'm not a teenager.
What
so.
I think me neither.
No. I feel I like you still speak the lingo.
I
though.
Do. I think that what happened was they were a trio. Yeah. You know, they were best friends
and
forever.
Now they're a duo.
They grew up. Yeah. And I think the third one who was like our main, not villainous, but kind of antagonizing.
Yeah.
Because she just wasn't doing what everyone wanted. Got in a relationship.
With a real dork.
A relationship is a friendship killer, apparently, in this
apparently.
Film. And so she kind of just pushed them to the side. And now they're like, okay, well, you know, we're still fighting. We're still fighting, but I want to be friends with you.
It wasn't a good fight.
That was the thing. It was a little flat.
And we always know with three, there always ends up being two anyway.
Or maybe just one.
Just one. Yikes. And this kind of plays throughout this film. In the beginning, it was kind of boring.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. It drooled on a little too much.
Got a little sleepy time.
And I just want to say the one in the relationship kind of forgot about her.
Yet she had
forgettable.
The weirdest face.
Right.
She had like these droopy eyes.
I cared less.
Not that I'm saying anything.
No.
I'm just saying she had a ghosty face.
A ghosty face.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosty. That's what
like she like. Always made
it
a.
It sounded like you said a ghosty face, but I think you meant a ghosty face.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. I think that's what I said.
But it sounded like you said
ghosty. You think ghosty. I said like a goat?
A ghosty.
She didn't have a goat. You know? Oh, wait, that's a. Oh, no. I've lost it. Anyway, I just want to say she had a weird face.
Yeah.
And she kind of talked a lot. And I wanted her to, you know, like, be quiet. You kind of ruined the moment.
I kind of forgot she was there.
I knew she was there.
And then she entered again.
I liked the girl who was friends with the girl. Oh. There was a girl who was
glasses.
Friends. Yeah, the one with the glasses. I really liked her.
I liked her outfit.
Yeah, she was cute.
I was killing that.
You know? Yeah. I was loving that. Is I think what you were saying? You weren't killing it.
No, I wasn't killing anybody.
But then they
meet this other fellow who runs the shop of the Sanderson sisters. They get the candy.
That dude's from something. Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from, but he's from
Are you making fun of that's what I said through the whole movie?
Yep.
That dude's from
That dude's from something. I really liked him a lot.
I did too.
He was so funny.
Sometimes I realize that children cannot carry a movie, and that's why, because he was more interesting in the film.
Yeah, I think my favorite, though, I do have to say that I did see some people complain about, was there wasn't a, I put a spell on you in this.
Oh, no,
it was, I'm gonna get ya,
I get ya. I did not like that song as good.
Which one?
The I'm gonna get ya.
Better than, what, why?
I like the spell on you.
I don't like the song better. But yeah. I loved the scene.
Yeah, the scene was choreographed.
It was like a
better.
Flash, which
less
makes
creepy.
Sense why it was, oh no, because it wasn't corny and tame.
No.
Oh,
well, maybe
no.
She's taken from him.
Probably.
Sorry.
Maybe he performed.
Sorry, Kenny, but you didn't make a very good movie.
I love Kenny.
I know you do.
I don't
of High School Musical.
Yeah, and everything
else. But do remember, he did replace Zac Efron's voice, and that was a mistake.
That was a mistake, Kenny.
All this to be said that the basis of this movie is basically sisterhood and keeping together. And there's a sweet moment between the Sanderson sisters. We won't spoil it.
No.
There's a lot
we
of funny quips.
We won't spoil that dusty moment.
No, there's a lot of, if you watched Infinity War, you get it.
Yeah, spoilers about spoilers was what somebody
spoilers.
Did. And it was,
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
I don't want to go. Okay, that's a really dark moment.
Oh, sorry.
That's a dark moment.
But the basis of the film is basically the girl trying to get rid of them because the candle was kind of a trick and the dude wanted to bring them. I don't know why.
I don't know. So this one had what we talked about.
A lot
it had
of
a COVID.
Plottles. Oh, yeah. Okay, we need to get
and
together on that
I do
one.
Agree with some of the old fans of Hocus Pocus. I'm not a Hocus Pocus fan.
But I ended up liking this
one. But I ended up liking it more. Yeah. I do have to say the only thing I think I agreed with some of the Hocus Pocus fans that they were kind of disappointed in was I did miss maybe the Bullwee because he was kind of
the
main.
Yeah, I think it would have been fun to bring everybody forward.
But he was
forward.
The cat. Right?
I don't know.
I don't know if I am thinking that right.
Yeah.
But I know that some people wanted the boy, the brother, and they wanted the girl. They really wanted the little girl in this one.
But this is the main of the plot is that they, and then they of course end up being friends together.
Right, right, right.
And it turns out they're witches. Yeah. I know why
one of them's witches.
One of
not
them.
Not all three, just
but
one.
But it's like a coven, I guess.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I know why I would have not watched this as a child. There's too much witch talk here, and our mom would have never.
Don't do that.
Our mom would have never.
It also involves bobbing for apples, and it's aggressively bobbing for apples.
And
reading a book about bobbing for apples, and that person drowned it.
Yeah, it's definitely not Corona safe.
No, it's not.
Don't bob for apples, kids.
Nuh-uh.
You will get something.
You'll get the Ronies or you'll get herpes.
I'm okay. I love that you go to that
you know?
Every time.
You know? Fever blisters.
Yeah, of course.
You're welcome. Don't get it twisted.
Do you have some negatives about it?
I don't really have a ton of negatives other than there are some moments that don't make sense.
That's some
plot hole. There's a big old booty hole in that one.
No.
That was
funny. Aggressive.
And that was aggressive?
Yeah.
I could have said so much more.
Yeah.
I do have to say maybe there were like some moments where I think that we could have. I know we spent a lot of money on bringing back the original Sanford
yes,
sisters.
Yes.
Obviously. Well, first of all, you can't not. But I feel like we could have spent some money, some more money. Like we could have casted some Disney people.
Yeah, right. Like don't you all have them in like a contract?
Yeah. Now the head girl, the lead girl, wasn't terrible. There just was moments where she was so flat that I was like, man, this is a flat board. I could sit on it.
Right. She was good and then not good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand.
The girl who wore the glasses, who was the best friend,
she was
pretty good. She had a lot of personality. That would be probably my only thing. The adults were definitely carrying it for a while there. Especially the Sanders sisters. Duh.
Yeah.
Plot
holes, of course. I think it needed to be a slightly more villainous. Would have been
yeah,
good.
Just some more.
It was a little flat on that area.
Mm-hmm.
For Hocus Pocus, it was true. I hate the original. I loved this one.
Right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Very
I'd watch it again.
I enjoyed it so much I gave it a B+.
I gave it a B+ too.
I mean, that's pretty much almost an A for us.
Right? The costuming alone, of course. And I think definitely like bringing back the Sanders sisters, bringing those women back to the screen was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, they carried the film.
The movie.
They were also why you were watching it.
And there were funny things in it,
there
too.
Were. There's like a whole CVS scene that happens that
yes.
I really thought was funny.
It was so funny.
So funny. Yes. And again, I love the flash mob scene. It was probably my favorite.
That was good. That was good.
And there's like a whole contest that goes on and that's funny too. But I just think it's just funny. And there wasn't much inappropriate talk, I would say.
Except for what we just covered in the first.
It's like, the thing, the virgin candle.
Yeah.
And that whole thing, I do think is inappropriate and does not need to be needed.
It gets old. And
it gets embedded in the series,
the
franchise. Because
they're
going to make, there was a scene at the end.
There's possibly a third one. There will be a third one.
There will be, and there'll be a fourth one and a fifth one. And then you're going to be like, I wish they would just
stop.
Poof!
But don't poof.
No.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this podcast,
you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
And if you are wondering how we do polls and how we have memes and how where are our pictures, what are we talking about? If you're on Instagram, you should be following at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Mets.
For all those things, we have lots of funny things and we have even funnier things on
the Facebook group, Ranting Sisters.
So if you're on Facebook, you should request to be in the Facebook group, the Ranting Sisters, where we also post pictures.
Memes, polls, sometimes little snippets from an episode.
And sometimes we talk about what was coming up in the next episode.
That's right!
So you want to stay on the up and up there.
That's right. And you should go to the Garner Performing Arts website to get your tickets for Blind Spirit.
That's right, where you can see Libby as Edith the
That's
maid.
That's right, and the other wonderful cast members.
That's right, you won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if you enjoyed this, be a nice adult.
That's right.
And work through your fears
and control things, and also go on head on. Don't go to the side.
Don't go aside. Be a real assertive adult.
That's right.
Be a nice adult, though.
Yeah, and watch Hocus Pocus, too, if you're into that.
You know, and if you didn't like the first one, you'll like this one.
You're definitely going to like this one better.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.